Pim's going to be
down there.
All right. We're going to get the meeting started. It is July 16, 2025. It is 6:30. We know that Rick is absent today. And then, Kurt, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Is that?
All right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, approval of minutes of June 18, 2025 board meeting.
I propose that we approve the minutes for June 18th, 2025.
I'll second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Firefighter recognitions, Chief Nutt.
Okay, got quite a few. Awesome. And we got quite a few here, too. So
it just says print.
Come up here.
So if there's not a sticky on it, then podium. Thank you.
Is there more?
Just last water. Okay. I'm going to recognize the people who are not here as well as those that are. Noah Beckel, Wildland Firefighter 1. And he is currently on a dispatch assignment in Deer Creek, so that he's out with our tender, so he can't be here. Let's see, we have Chris Chavez, who got his Firefighter 1, and Julius Gallegos got his Wildland Firefighter 1. Joseph Bocut, these are part-time and volunteer people that are not here at the moment. Chris Chavez also got his Firefighter 2. We've been working with Chris for 3 years to get all that.
Oh, so that's great.
Because he is just time commitment and everything. Jack Unsworth is right now on a call. So when he gets in here, we can give this to him for his Firefighter 1 and 2.
Awesome.
Then Sean McCoy, want to come up here? It's his Wildland Firefighter 1. Congratulations, sir. Thank you. She wants pictures.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's your good side.
And this one speaks a little bit a bigger picture. We just went through our ISO rating, and one of the highest things we got marks on was our community risk reduction. Part of that is having two in-house investigators. We have the cert and the patch for one of them tonight. The other one will be recognized in a couple of weeks because he was following behind one. So one that will be recognized eventually will be Captain Arnold. The other one is Buck Peck, if he'd come up here. Congratulations.
Thank you, Chief.
You hold that.
I'll hold this.
You hold that.
I'm going to take a picture of this for my...
My
year review.
These are the things I did. Yes, exactly. We got Wildland Firefighter 1, Jay Hill. Come on up, Jay. That's for you.
Awesome. Good job.
My wife as
well.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, sir.
And then we've got Hannah Davies with her Wildland Firefighter 1. The hole. She takes a picture.
God.
Did you want to take this picture? Nope. Okay. So, like I said, those are everybody who got something this past month. And we got Jack and Noah who are on assignments at the moment. So, okay.
Cool. And then off to your monthly status report.
All right. So, our current call volume is 714. And so, you know, halfway through the year, it puts us at about 1,400 calls. We had 136 since the last board meeting, which is pretty different. That's last month was 102, so we're up at least one a day. Last year on this date was 726, so we are down from last year. And 14 responses to I-80. And then just to give you some overall picture, out of the 136 in our last month, it's 23 in Lake Point, 14 in Erta, 55 in Stansbury, 4 in Pine Canyon, and then the rest of the 36 are kind of other places, whether that's in the up the canyons or in Dell and things like that. Significant events. We had a structure fire in Grantsville, which was mutual aid. The beauty of that is that our guys were already out on a call, medical assignment. So they were coming back and they popped that and they were right there. They pulled in right behind the Grantsville fire engine. So everything was ready to go, even though it collapsed the second they got there. So, it was cooking. And we had a playground fire in Stansbury. We burned up an entire playground in the middle of some guy's backyard. It was rubber mulch. So it was the flames were taller than the trees. And the garbage man called it in.
Right.
So 4:30 in the morning, he said he was just doing his rounds and he said there was a fire in the backyard and nobody knew it. And we alerted one guy whose backyard it was in, and I said, you know, fire. And he's like, that's where I sleep. And it was, you know, 20 feet from. Mm-hmm. So
how'd it start?
Spontaneous combustion.
burning weeds.
Oh, really? Burning weeds in his backyard. Overnight, it just cooked overnight, and eventually. We have construction along 36. You all have noticed that, I'm sure, in your commute and driving through. It is awful. So we're doing our best to go up and around into Lake Point and do what we can. Kim will talk about this, but she has overwhelmed our personnel. We have skid units at Lake Point. We have a new Type 1-3. We've got side-by-side and ATV coming. We have PPE here. We have a washer and a dryer. There is a lot of stuff going on in the station. So she'll speak to that here in a few minutes. We are stretched thin. We have a tender in Deer Creek with two, and we have a Type 6 that left yesterday morning on the Monroe County Fire. Or Canyon, Canyon Fire. So we have three there. Chief Brown is there with Captain Gans and Clint Wakefield. So those three are down there. Hopefully Dan will get his engine boss signed off while he's there.
Oh, great.
So that'll give us two engine bosses with, well, three actually. Chris has got his application in with the training committee. So that may come in quick. And our crew is out at the moment. We have one of our crew who is going to model the new gear. So we'll get to that. Accomplishments. We had a safe neighborhood night at Walmart, which did not happen. We didn't go because we were out all night the night before. On I-80, mile marker 46, 88, 102. There was just a string of fires. The National Volunteer Fire Council, Kim, myself, Captain Arnold, we presented in Salt Lake City. I think that went really well. Is there anything you'd like to add?
More than me. It's Kim's day.
Wow. You.
Oh, I'll talk.
As,
go for it. Go for it. No, I just wanted to say I did appreciate both of Captain and Chief attending with us, and I think it was a good... it was a good compilation of everything for volunteers as far as the things I watched before, what we presented, and then what came afterwards. We used John's video also, actually both of his videos, and I think those were impactful, so that was helpful as well. I think we also realized PIOs are really important, so it was good to see that. The keynote speaker was a young lady from Tennessee. And she talked about the importance of, you know, community outreach and sharing with the community. So I think it was really good to go, and I think that it was beneficial for us to represent, you know, rural Utah. So it was good.
4th of July parades came and went. We only made it to Twella City because we started burning up Stansbury Island and we just diverted off of the Grantsville parade. 5th of July fireworks in Lake Point went off without a hitch. And then Erta Days, we attended and ate dinner. So people are seeing us out there. Go-kart racing at UMC. Or I guess Burt Brothers. I've only been here 3 years, and I want to still call it UMC. And as a team-building event, I think everybody who was there enjoyed themselves. Let's see. Planning. When I got here, one of the big complaints from everybody was that we had no heat in the bay during the winter. With the construction, we fixed that. We've worked on our old PPE, succession planning, and now Friday we're going to remove all the bats from the building. So I know that you all may not have a lot of reference to that, but
we'll look at my door.
According to the guy who came, he said we got a colony of about 10,000 bats.
Where are they?
They're in the
cracks all around.
The eaves of the roof.
Whoa, how are they going to get rid of them?
So he said that they put a barrier around it so they can only enter and exit through one box. And they go out and they can't come back in. So they have to go find someplace else. And so he says they naturally go find someplace else. He said they may not all go to the same colony, but he said they'll find someplace else. And then once they're out, then they're going to seal the building. So
think of all the mosquitoes they're eating.
Right.
I know. Yeah. And Captain Arnold pointed that out. He's like, you know, we have lights, so we're going to have bats. And so we're considering putting up some bat boxes up there to give them some place to go, but Cassandra really was not like that idea.
I'm tired of walking there.
But when you walk around the edges of the building, there's just bat poop everywhere. So you just it has become a safety issue, and
sure.
It's just gross. So.
And we had one at the last event that we had.
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
It was.
It came down.
It was on the ground. And
oh, really?
We had to like secure the area.
Everybody was like,
"Rachel,
what do we do with it? What do we do with it?" And you know,
it was, so it came down when the public was here.
I mean, they're little.
That's little.
I don't know if it fell.
All of the 10,000 bats pooping in the attic that has. How much over years?
Yeah.
How much stuff is in the actual ceiling?
The fire load that we're at building.
Yeah.
It's gonna.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Check that out.
And it's like, so it's gonna cost us a little money to get that done, but it's probably well worth it.
Wow.
We have Stansbury Days coming, which is a pancake breakfast. It's not just the parade this year. Mm-hmm. We've added our support into a pancake breakfast. We're loading the Type 1-3 out and working to get it in service. Open houses coming October 9th, and then we're working on... While Kim did get us a side-by-side and a trailer and all this fun stuff, we're working on trying to figure out how to actually put that in service and how to work with that the best. So don't quite know yet. So that's the update.
You went to fire convention. How was that? You said you were going to give us an update.
Okay. I went.
What you think.
And I attended the first three or four hour session. I got to hear Chad Hymas speak about his rescue in Rush Valley, mm-hmm. Which is the primary reason I went for the first day. And then we started burning back here, and I did not feel comfortable being gone that long, so I canceled my hotel and came back.
Okay.
And so I only got there I got to see a lot of people, Brent Marshall and the people I'm seeing on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And my overall feeling from their little business meeting that morning... And then the kind of the stuff afterwards is I suggested that we should put that convention in Tooele County, and all of us need to participate in that.
When they do it in Tooele County, previously they do it in Wendover.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what they said. And I talked to Brent Marshall, why we don't host it here.
We didn't have hotels, and now we do.
That's, he said, now we have some hotels, so we've got a little bit of leverage and traction there.
Yeah.
So I think 2026 is going to be in Tropic, but I have been working with the chairman, Eddie Hales, right now, Chief mm-hmm. Hales, out of Spanish Fork, and mm-hmm. and telling him, you know, hey, maybe we need to line us up for 2027. So the Chiefs meeting in August is when we're going to start talking about that.
Perfect.
Brian, I thought it would be, it was really neat being in at the vendor show and talking with everybody, and it's just dovetails into the State Chiefs Association mm-hmm. and all of the other elements that we're involved in. So I don't see any reason why we shouldn't start ramping up Tooele County.
Yeah.
Great.
We probably have more. There's a lot of firefighters that are members here in Tooele County because Grantsville and Tooele City really hit it hard.
And in that short little 4-hour session, mm-hmm. the most represented was out of Tooele County mm-hmm. because it was Grantsville and Tooele City.
That's
yeah.
great.
And so I was That's like, good. Yeah, we need to send people next year.
Yeah.
And hopefully they don't get nervous and drive home.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, there's no way I could.
Scott, we'd have to go. Tropic.
I was going to go down there tomorrow, but now it's closed.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Chief. That's great. Fire Marshal report. Buck.
Okay, as Chief stated, we had two fire investigations, or two fires. Two
you
fires.
Come closer.
Oh, okay. You gotta be here so we can hear and see.
I'm back. So we did two fire investigations. One on Starside Drive where he burnt his playhouse down. We actually cited, or haven't sent the letter yet. Maybe we have.
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Not yet. We're gonna cite him civilly for. Not having a burn permit and burning his playhouse down. We also had a fire that we investigated on Horseshoe Drive that was ruled as accidental. A renter took barbecue charcoal and put it in the garbage can after 24 hours and introduced oxygen to it and lit it up. We did the fireworks display in Lake Point. We had two crews, myself. We have been investigating citizen complaints. We actually did a service project in Stansbury, which was a citizen complaint that we actually did, went in and mitigated the weeds, knocked them down. Westside Transport has been given 30 days if they don't get some fire hydrants in. They're going to have to terminate business or operations. Mobile Light, we have some progress finally. They have, it's been bad. They have submitted a new site plan to the county, and the county has called and said that they've received it, so we'll be able to go through that plan. We're getting Wendy's in Lake Point.
Where's the Wendy's going?
By Starbucks?
Yeah. The ordinance that we wrote that you guys wanted to have the lawyer look at has been rewritten with the lawyer now. WR Diesel has stopped work. They decided to build off an office complex up above their where the Speedco is. On the second floor, they decided to build an office complex without a secondary egress. So I've informed them that they can't occupy that space until they get a building permit and build a secondary egress.
Good for you. Great. Good job.
It's been a busy. We completed all of the renewals for all the businesses in Lake Point and Erta. And it's been a grueling month.
But of course it's West Side Transport.
West Side Transport is a building that's back behind the Quixome. They have a building permit, and without a certificate of occupancy, they have started their operations. Even though the building was built, they still didn't have hydrants in. They've put in fuel tanks without bollards. They've put in, I think, the guys living in the trailer in front of the building, which is, there is an English deprivation and is probably controlled by the Russian mafia. I say that tongue in cheek, so I can't say that in public. Any other questions?
Thank you.
One thing to note for, have you gotten your magnetic signs yet?
Yes.
Okay. The truck I was using, Buck is now using because we have retired, and we will soon surplus the 1999 Suburban. It is, you can't make it work anymore, right?
It
won't start.
It's not safe for operations.
It's not safe.
That's one of our OGs.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the museum.
Yay.
Let's take the crew in there.
Why is the one that signed off on that? bought the back wheel.
So I was doing a fire inspection on Thompson Smokehouse. And we were going through their building, and they says, "Well, how's the Suburban?" I was kind of caught off.
Burning?
I got caught off guard just a little bit, and I says, "What do you mean?" And she says, "Well, didn't you just get a flat tire?" And I says, "Yeah." She says, "You could hear that thing blow up from clear in here." And I was driving down 36. Doing another investigation in Lake Point, and the right rear tire literally blew up, split from right in half. From
the did we ever replace the tires on it?
Well,
original.
I think those original tires.
It doesn't surprise me because. The explosive force that came out of that thing was not only frightening, it was cause for concern by all the neighbors and everybody else. So yeah,
I took it to Winter Fire School 2 years ago, and
down in St. George.
Yeah, I was coming across through Beaver, and I couldn't tell if my lights were on or if they were off.
So they kind of go like this.
The cars think you're flashing at them.
Right.
Awesome. Good.
Well, thanks, Buck.
Yeah.
Thank you. Grant's Projects Monthly Report.
Do you mind pulling up the PowerPoint? Sometimes pictures are worth a thousand words. Then I don't have to talk.
Fire.
In the words of John, fire's hot.
Oh, I almost saw it.
Thanks for your help, Megan.
It's always good to have it.
Kaylee's in Disney World.
That's right.
Yay! More presentation. Fire's hot. You can go to the next one. So, Chief already talked about that we were at the conference, and so those were some of the other presenters that we were with. I got some good information from some of the presenters. One of them, it was really interesting about AI, so the Daniel up there. For their volunteers, they use a lot of AI because they don't have a lot of people to help. He's in a city of like 250 people,
And so they do a lot of AI to help their volunteers come on and get oriented. And so they put a lot of their documents up into AI, and then you can just ask the AI a question about policies and procedures. And so it just helps them quite a bit with their volunteers and retention. So it was really interesting to see his presentation. He also did a video on AI. It was all of different generations of trying to recruit people, and it looked like real people that he used on the AI. So it was really interesting to see that. And then it was just varying degrees of people that, you know, talked about different volunteer and retention. It was really good to see. There's the young lady that was the PIO from Tennessee, the one in the pink, and she actually is going on to the Miss Tennessee pageant, so hopefully she can make it. And then down below is Joey, Community Wildfire Defense Grant. That was a press release with all the state media agencies there, and she did a fantastic job. I threw her under the bus. And so she got up and spoke, but she did a really great job. So that's Joe Menino's daughter, but she did fantastic. So that's Community Wildfire Defense Grant. So the one's volunteer and retention, the other is Community Wildfire Defense. Go ahead to the next one. And then this is our AFG grant, and you can kind of see over there that we've got some of it. I tried on Sarah Dreyer's PPE. It fit, so, you know, maybe I'll have to wear it. But it was Christmas in July around here, and everybody's been trying to get their stuff. So we just need to let them know how they got it, how they need to wash it. We got the extractor that we need to still put in. These PPE, I know that Chief will probably talk about that they're black.
You go right ahead.
The reason why they're black is, believe it or not, you can see them better when they are out on the road. If you think about our climate, we are all kind of beige land out here. And so, believe it or not, when they get out on I-80, they don't blend in with the I-80 as much. I mean, think about, it's kind of gray. The road's gray. It's not really black. And those really stand out. So I really hope that they help a lot with people being able to see them a lot better. Plus, you know, it looks really cool.
So. This was a decision made by the firefighters. We brought them in to do new specifications on their gear, and the groups that we interviewed and brought together, they collectively wanted to go to a black gear.
Yeah.
So,
and the pants are awesome. They're more padded on the knee. So if any of you ever get a chance to try some on. I mean, all of them put them on, and they started crawling around on the ground, and they were pretty excited how padded they were, I think. Can you attest to that, Captain Kirk, that, yeah, they were pretty stoked about it, so.
The fit on these is much better than the old ones. Yeah. It's a much better fit. It's just a lot more comfortable to work in.
Yeah. They were able to specify different pockets, so there's a pocket down on the right side of the leg, so if they're crawling around, they can get stuff out of their leg. Some of the loops and hoops for radios and stuff like that. The pockets have dividers in them. I mean, we had different vendors come in, and since they were all on state contract, we got like Globe boots. We got
Fire Dex
gloves. Just the way that they fit and performed was just. They fit our specifications, but that's why we kind of, it's allowable because they were on state contract, but I really think that it was just a better fit for everybody, so we're excited that the full-time and part-time were able to get those. And then, Christmas still in July, sorry, I had to throw a picture of me in there too, but we got our Type 1-3 that's out in the bay. It's pretty cool. Chief Brown, Chief Nunn, and I drove it up to Tooele County Chief's meeting. We had a show and tell up there, and so everybody brought their new devices, so it was kind of fun to take this up and able to ride in it, and that one was partly due to the DARA grant, so the DARA grant paid for a portion of it, and then our crews being out right now are kind of helping pay for the rest of it, so it was really cool to be able to show it off up at the Chief's meeting, so. Kind of fun to have. And last but not least, Hot Day at Racing. This was our team building exercise through our Department of Public Safety Mental Health Grant.
in the picture, or taking the picture, was Joe. He's the therapist that we did talk about team building and stuff like this. But it was a really good way, I think, for everybody to kind of work with each other. So what it was like a relay race. So the teams of three, they had to help each other. They had to go around the track for an hour, but they had to at least make two pit stops. They had to help buckle each other. They had to help, you know, decide on who's going to, you know, trade first and second. And it was really fun watching everybody cheer each other on or do pit maneuvers and spin each other out or try to pass each other or, you know, get in big groups. It was a good day. I think it was needed. So even though, you know, mental health kind of, you don't think of getting out and doing something like this as good for the group, I think it really was a good day for the group, and everybody kind of, I think, left with a smile for the day. So I don't know. Do you think they did, Andrew?
I did.
You did? Okay.
Did Kurt get a trophy?
Yes.
Yes.
Slowest.
The slowest?
The most cautious.
The what did they call that?
The cone of shame.
The cone of shame.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Didn't have to pay for any wrecked vehicles.
No, didn't have to pay for any wrecked vehicles. So, yeah.
Where's that type 3 number?
Joey, our seasonal, we kept teasing because she's from Vernon because they don't have a whole lot of roads out there. So she thought she could off road in it quite a bit. We kept seeing dust bombs for every time Joey went off, and I mean it was really good. Everybody laughed, had a good time, sweated to death, and I think it was a good day. So anyway, that kind of rounds that out. I'll leave that up there, but I'll go over a few things. Obviously our PPE, we put in for reimbursement on that. We also are working on just our community wildfire defense grant. Our seasonals are doing great at that. Our mental health grant, Rachel is helping with that. So we hired Joe to help with update some of our mental health policies. The CBI, I've been refining it back and forth with the state. So there's some different things that we applied for it, but you could still refine it. So I'm still kind of working on the refinement of that. The Department of the Interior, the wildfire equipment, so the SCID, the skid mounts are in the Lake Point Fire Station. So, like I said, it's Christmas in July around here. A lot of stuff coming in. A lot of reports are due. The SAFER grant, we applied for a new SAFER grant.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, Chief and I, it was to on July 3rd. Yeah, we were busy. So on July 3rd, we applied for $1.6 million. It would be for 3 years, and it would be 6 firefighters, 2 for each shift that would help respond to I-80. That's how we wrote that grant, is that we needed assistance with response to I-80. And so cross our fingers that we get it. Who knows? So that would help assist with hiring 2 more firefighters. Then also we're working on another grant applying for July 23rd. This one is BLM Fuels Mitigation Grant. It's up to $1 million. I don't think we're going to go up to $1 million. Chief, there's some different brainstorming in between, some different brainstorming on there. But on the left, above the flower, we're going to go for probably around $714,000. What we're looking to do is kind of piggyback off the Community Wildfire Defense Grant. What we're hoping to do is maybe try to hire someone full-time for 3 years that is a firefighter, that is fully certified, but kind of mainly focuses on wildfire, especially these last few weeks with all the wildfires that are going on. I think we're going to probably need people to be more focused on, not people, but we need to focus on having people ready for that. So what that person would do is we would twice a year have a mitigation event in high-risk communities. We'd try to get a trailer that we could go out and show people how to mitigate their property. And so we'd probably pick a property that we could go out and cut it down. We'd have it. And so we think that, I said to Chief today, you know, your beliefs and religion, but if you teach if you give a man a fish, you know, you feed him a day. If you teach him how to fish, feed him a lifetime. So if we teach these people how to mitigate their properties, we might get some better results than just trying to go out and
tell them they need to do this, so maybe we can show them they need to do this and then have the equipment to rent. So we're going to try to apply for that by July 23rd. And then last but not least is the side-by-side and the four-wheeler. So we're working with Stedman's on that. Stedman's is on state contract. Russ has been kind enough to, he's going to have us come up on Tuesday and look over some equipment. That equipment, through the grant, you have to purchase. There's a cap price on it that they'll pay. And so Russ said he'll work with us to try to stay at that price. So we'll try to stay at that price. We are going to try to reapply for the outdoor recreation grant. That is due the first part of August. It's due. But anyway, what we're going to try to do is get some radials with it and then just some more equipment. So obviously, I don't know if you guys know that radios have been kind of a frustrating subject. So if we could get two or three radios with the outdoor grant, that would be really helpful. So we're going to try for that. So any questions?
Oh, great job. That's awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Kim.
Great job.
He has firefighters that are here.
Yeah, we have two firefighters.
Oh, you want to go? Let's go for it. Yeah,
jump back.
Yeah, let's jump back to the recognitions. Yes.
Okay. I got two more. So we get Joseph. You want to come up here? Or Hunter?
Whatever you want.
Right. Wildland firefighter one. Congratulations. And then, as I noted earlier, Jack was out on a call, so Jack gets Firefighter 1, Firefighter 2, and then his certificates for HMA, HMO as well. It takes a while to get those.
Kevin, did everybody end up passing Fire 1, Fire 2, and hazmat ops?
Not yet.
We've still got secondary tests.
We've still got Kaylee. No?
No names.
Sorry. So, sorry. We have two that are left yet.
Okay. Great. All right. First public comment.
Thank you. I feel like I'm all alone. Bob Clausing, Lake Point. I had the benefit of attending the mental health team building event as a plus one. And I was impressed by the interaction that I saw amongst the fire district members, the camaraderie, the smiling, the laughing, and the talking. And I just wanted to comment that I think that was money well spent, and I seem to think it probably will end up in a lot of benefit to the fire district, the personnel, and whatnot. So,
thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. Bills review.
Did everybody have a chance to go over last month's bills?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Any questions?
No.
Perfect.
Okay, contract review, we have none. Old business, type 13 fire engine funding update of loan contract amount.
So we are finalizing the loan contract with PNC Finance. They are the financing arm of Pierce, yes.
Okay.
Sorry, it's been a long day.
Sims Martin Pierce,
yeah. And the original amount that we approved in January was based off the quote and preliminaries that they gave us of $418,000. But because there was a change order made, the new amount is $426,161.15.
Okay.
So they asked that we reapprove the resolution with the corrected amount. Okay. So I wrote it up as that it's same amendment number A, so it's 2A, and just that it's an update of the contract amount. So that's great. On for approval.
Do we have to say the contracted amount?
So
from 426.
Oh, got it.
418.
Scott's gonna have to do that because she's setting by you with the number.
I have to read it.
Yeah, that's okay. It's on here. All right, perfect.
We don't have a hard copy.
Oh, no, right here. It's on here.
Oh.
2025 tax anticipation note.
So that one we've discussed before about applying for another tax anticipation note this year. We are doing that through Zions, and it is just about done. For your approval tonight, we do have the resolution for that. We have qualified for $450,000, and they are planning on closing on July 30th, and so we should be funded July 31st or August 1st.
Okay.
By then. With that, we've had some technical technology problems this week, and I was not able to get into the public meeting notice website, so I couldn't notice this meeting 24 hours in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And so they still want us to do the approval tonight, but then have a quick meeting in a few days when the login is fixed, and just do a ratification so that way it's noticed for 24 hours. So if you are open to that, then we can do it next week.
What day are you thinking?
I'm going to be going this
weekend. I'm not sure yet. So I need to make sure that the login gets fixed first.
Okay. I'm out of town Wednesday through Friday, but I could do online.
Okay.
Yeah, just keep us posted.
Okay, so they said to have you sign the resolution tonight if you approve it.
Mm-hmm.
Still sign it, and then we'll do a quick ratification then.
I can't imagine that you're the only one who's had the technology. Because it's not us. I mean,
no.
That's really what I came to the conclusion of, was it's the login for the public notice. And I'm like, so.
Yeah.
Never had any issues.
And it logs me in, but it says I have no access to the administrator side of it to post anything. And I'm like, I've had access for 12, 15 years, so
okay.
Why suddenly don't I have it?
So okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right.
Sign.
So now the Residential Fire Protection Ordinance for Planned Developments of Northville Fire District.
Do you want to review anything on that?
I don't think we have.
Oh, you kind of spoke to it about it.
Yeah,
Buck,
yeah.
Right?
I don't have any legal recommendations.
It's at the attorney.
So we need to wait for.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we need to wait. We'll put on that one on.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll set a public hearing date and time.
From what I read, that's what it said.
Next. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Great.
Yeah. So it says right here.
We'll be updated once. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. New business review of updated CWPP.
So our community wildfire protection plan, which we basically finished last year, has just now been sent back to us, assigned by DNR and all the powers that be. And basically it just says, that we don't have to update our CWPP until 2030. So we've got 5 years from 2025. We are basically the Community Wildfire Defense Grant required us to have that, and we went through the process. Our CWPP will be posted on the county and our website, and so there's not a lot to review.
No,
it's just so you guys
two sentences
being aware of it.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Okay. 2025 mid-year budget review.
I'm going to propose that we table that. Again, with the technology issues, I got 75% of it done.
Okay.
And then my computer froze up for several hours. And
great. Yeah. We'll table until next meeting.
Didn't get it done. So.
All right. Great. Okay. Review of new PPE.
Is there anything that you would like to see or hear? Or we were going to have Kaylee model it, but I don't think that, you know, it's like if you guys want it.
Well, we saw Kim on the picture, so...
It looks great to me.
Yeah.
If it works for you guys, it works for
any
me.
Any questions you have after the meeting, you can ask the members.
What's, and I know it, but what's the different color hats for?
Captain's red, black is for your engineers, and those with special certificates like officer, and then yellow is basic fire.
And white is you.
White is me, yeah, and Chief Brown.
Chief.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
I thought you said why.
White. Oh. White. I can see your white. That might be brown. Oh, no, that's yours.
As well.
All right. Next public comment.
Nope. We don't have anybody online.
Great. Okay. Action items. Resolution 2025-02A, amendment to current resolution to correct the loan amount for a Type 13 fire engine.
You got the new amount?
Yes, I would like to propose we vote on a resolution number 2025-02A, amended 7-16-25. An updated resolution to amend and approve the tax-exempt installment purchase with PNC Bank for the purchase of the Type 13 fire engine originally approved January 15th, 2025 under Resolution 2025-02. And the principal amount that is expected to be financed will be $426,161.15.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Resolution 2025-16, approval of the 2025 Tax Anticipation Notes Series 2025.
I propose that we approve Resolution 2025-16, approval of the 2025 Tax Anticipation Notes Series 2025.
You have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Resolution 2025-17, adoption of the updated Community Wildfire Protection Plan, CWPP.
I propose that we approve 2025-17, adoption of the updated Community Wildfire Protection Plan, CWPP.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. On to board calendar.
Okay, so August 20th is our next board meeting. That would be the third Wednesday. Any issues with that one?
Nope.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. August 29th is the deadline for any write-in candidates for the board elections. We will not be having a primary election. We're not required to. And so to save the expense, we've opted not to have one. And then the general election will be that first Tuesday in November. September 17th is the board meeting for that month. Again, it's also the third Wednesday.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
District events.
Again, we've got Stansbury Days, 14th through the 16th. As Chief mentioned, we have a full day on the 16th, pancake breakfast, parade. We also have a booth that we'll be staffing during the events portion, and then we are also doing fireworks standby that evening. So we will be there all day.
Long day.
August 23rd, we have the 911 Bowl fundraiser event.
Jack's planning it. We're going to smoke the cops. Okay. I'm actually worried for them.
No, we got some ballers.
And that is at Stansbury High.
I'm really worried for them, yeah. Actually. I'm trying to draft more players for them. I got Jack and a couple other players. I'm like, uh-oh, they're okay. In trouble.
So that is at Stansbury.
Yes, I'll be at Stansbury. August 23rd. I'll remind you guys, but it'll be at at the Stansbury High School.
Is it flag football?
Yeah, so
you
the whole
explain
thing.
Explain what it is.
Yeah, yeah, I can explain. So it's we started. I think it's our seventh year now, mm-hmm. And we raise money for local families, businesses, foundations, and it's all centered around a law enforcement versus medical personnel flag football game. So it's like 7v7 on a full field. A bunch of us old guys and gals play. But it starts at 6, ends at 9. We have like booths for, not really booths, auction items. People donate a bunch of stuff, like the Jazz donate, Real Salt Lake donates, the Utes donate. We try to get Post Malone to donate. He hasn't answered me back yet. But we usually raise...
Cane's Chicken.
Yeah, Cane's Chicken. But last year we raised $20,000. First year we raised $5,000. Last year we raised $22,000.
That's awesome. Nice.
So this year is for the Wounded Warrior Foundation.
So do you charge to go to it?
Yeah. So to enter, it's $5 a person or $20 for a family. So if you have like a family of 10, we just say just pay $20 or whatever you want to pay. So they pay at the game to get in. We have a halftime show, all the dance teams, all the drill teams, all the cheerleading teams, local dance teams, like the little kids show up. We have the local band that's going to play. High school players are referees. So we get all the community involved. So it's huge. AirMed lands and delivers us the ball. So I may have someone that's like a wounded vet. Maybe my dad. I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm going to see if I can get him up there. But he'll deliver us the ball. And then we take a big picture. We play from like 7 to 8, and then there's fireworks that happen from Lantis. What's that?
Getting to rappel out of it.
I know, I know. And so then we'll have fireworks right after. Yeah, it's great. It's a great, a great event.
Do you have referees already?
Oh, yeah, we have the high school boys.
High school
yeah,
boys, too.
Oh, yeah. So usually boys. We ask the – we haven't been able to get in contact with the new coach yet. Well, we kind of have, so usually they all want to be on board and they want to come support. So I'm assuming they will do it. If not, we'll get the 12 boys to come do it just because it's a new coach. Yeah. But I'm assuming he will since it's on his turf.
He'll do it.
We have an announcer. It's always fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good event. So I'm hoping this year we're over 25,000. And usually we get over 750 people that show up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, this year I'm doing less. Kaylee supported us every year, so this year I'm doing less players just so people can play more often. Mm-hmm. So, but it's fun. We have T-shirts made. Oh, and there's a pre-event. It's going to be tough because it's on August 16th. But we're doing a pre-event a week before at Salt Flat Fitness to raise money for it as well. So it's like a workout. You can pay like $10 to get in, and we're just doing like a workout at Salt Flat Fitness for all ages. So it's fun. It's really – after our second year, we made like 15,000. We're like, we probably need to make a nonprofit and get an attorney. This is a big deal. Yeah. So it's going great. Yeah, it's fully nonprofit. So it's been wonderful.
Cool. You said fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lantis comes. They work through it. Yeah, Lantis. They probably will. Oh, they'll probably come too. They do it every year. And so I'll make sure I get in contact with you. Well, it wasn't at Stansbury. Yeah, it was at Twilla.
It was in Twilla.
You've worked with Lantis before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been here. They always do it. I'm never worried about it. They always just take care of it.
You should make sure that they actually do it.
I will.
Because if they don't, then
I know. I will. You know, I'll reach out to him this week just to make sure. They always do it. I never
want the fire marshal.
Yeah. I don't want to get him on me. But anyways, it'll be Lantis. So
it really is.
I'll you know what I'll do, Buck, is I'll contact him and just say, just so you know, you probably
could. If you can give me the contact information.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it after this.
I'll initiate it.
Yeah. So Lantis donates all of it. All of their stuff. They've been with us. Yeah, everything.
That's awesome.
They actually plan on it. Every year they plan. They donate all the fireworks. Yeah. This year we're having a videographer film, like a professional videographer film us, like game day stuff. It's going to be sick. It's getting out of hand. It's getting out of hand. Like, it's going to be like a professional videographer filming for our next year's event, so a promotional video.
Years ago, they were going to move their operation base out here. I don't know if they ever did.
Lantis?
Yes.
Yeah. I know they changed ownership. I don't know if one of the Lantis, they sold it or what, but Catherine Lantis, I don't know if she's in it anymore. They maybe why they stopped. I'm not sure. Anyways.
Gino's
through Lantis.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but yeah, Gino. Gino's who I deal with.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But I'll make sure. I'll connect you after this.
I didn't know Gino worked there.
Wayman and Gino are the shooters out here, but they both worked a lot.
Yeah, I'm not sure who comes. It's usually the same person comes every year to our event. But we'll have shirts there. You guys will be there. So I'll make sure I connect with both. It'll be fun. All right. Okay. Oh, public concerns now.
I have a concern.
Yes. Oh, no. Okay.
You have to go up there and get your knees.
No, just as a resident of Lake Point, I just wanted to concur with my husband, but it was fun to watch everybody, you know, out at the event. But I also wanted to say thank you to the volunteers. Andrew, always volunteering and helping with apparatus. Sean is a new volunteer. Sean is a student up at the U of U. He comes out of Virginia. So how was your visit home?
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
And did you help your
station back there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they put me in a brush truck next to the mortars for a fireworks show, so that's pretty fun.
Yeah, so he went home for the 4th of July.
Awesome.
And so anyway, Sean was nice enough to join us. He's a student up at the U of U, and he finished his wildland within a couple months, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got all his NIMS and his wildland, so as a volunteer, like, he was Johnny on the spot. So
great.
We'd like to welcome him and appreciate him. And then we have another one, Jeffrey. He's out of Saratoga. He's from California. And he was a volunteer in California, worked on wildfires there. Sean worked, you kind of knew more extrication and stuff like
yes.
that?
Yeah. More rescue stuff.
More rescue. And so we're glad that they've joined the team. And
great.
Just do appreciate everybody on our team. And
good. January, we'll get you one. We'll get you fire one, fire two.
He's a college student, so.
Well, we can add another 120 credit hours to it, can't we?
So I just
it's no big deal.
Awesome. I appreciate everybody that, you know, came out and that helped. Or Captain helped us with the presentation, and French, he's been helping me with some volunteer stuff, and Kaylee helps with the PPE, and it's been fun having Jay and Jack and getting everybody hyped up. So anyway, good group of people.
Thank you. Don't we normally go?
We're adjourned.
So
and then
we need to have a closed session. Okay.
Chief Brown wanted to have a little field trip out to the Type 1-3 so mm-hmm. that you guys could review it and mm-hmm. inspect it. Mm-hmm. And field trips are not generally part of the minutes and reporting. And then we do need to have a closed session.
Okay.
So if you would like to adjourn the board meeting, mm-hmm. Prior to that, I just need a motion to go into a closed session after the site visit.
Okay.
And then we can adjourn and then
should we do the site adjourn?
We'll do adjourn now.
Closed session and then go do a site visit?
Yeah, let's do that.
You can whatever order you want to do it in, but if you want to adjourn and then
so I'll adjourn now.
I propose that we adjourn the June 16th, 2025.
July 16th.
We need to have a motion to do a closed session afterwards. Okay. That does need to be on the minutes. The motion for the close.
I propose that we close the July 16th, 2025 board meeting and that we go into a closed session for character, personnel, competency, and or physical or mental health of an individual.
You have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, meeting's adjourned. It is 19:26.
Okay, thank you.
With public comment, I was a little concerned, Kurt. 3 times you never made a comment. That's a record.